Chapter 50, Adult Sabbath School. Sabbath school work to bear fruit, consecrate yourself and your all to the service of Him who hath loved you, and hath given Himself for you. Jesus says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." This means in the Sabbath school work as much as in the work of the minister. Now is the golden opportunity to sow precious seed that will spring up and bear fruit unto eternal life. Ministers should not be burdened down with doing the work of the Sabbath school. God's cause has not advanced as it should have done, for the very reason that ministers and leading men have felt that they must do everything themselves. They have tugged and toiled to keep the wheel rolling, and are weighed down with responsibilities and burdens in the various departments of church work, in the Sabbath school, and in every other branch of the cause. They think they must do all this or it will not be done, and truly it would not be done, because they have failed to take others into their counsel and to train them to work. Through the Sabbath school, ministers should teach their members how to work. There is much to be done in the Sabbath school work also in bringing the people to realize their obligation and to act their part. God calls them to work for Him, and the ministers should guide their efforts. Ministers should see that their churches are given instruction in the conducting of Sabbath school. Instruction in regard to conducting the Sabbath school should, to a large degree, be given in the home churches, for the labor can be made more direct and the results will be more permanent if instruction is given at home. This work does not require the services of the ministers. They should be free to attend to the spiritual interests of the people. They are to teach others what to do. They must instruct the people as to how to come to the Lord and how to lead others to Him.